Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time for Within Brim's Skin. What's going on, people? Brimstone here. I got my little buddy, Alex.
What is up, Brimstone?
Oh my God, that was so toned down.
Yeah.
What well, the hell?
I'm holding like my little mug. I took a sip. It's early in the morning, you know.
I swear to God. I'm like, all right, well, let's let the people know. So we have been so freaking swamped.
Oh my God.
We are actually doing the show here this morning at the ace crack of dawn.
We should have live streamed it.
We probably should have live streamed it. That's why we don't live stream. So this way, in case I make stupids.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have to take it all out in editing.
Well, there you go. So, all right, here we go. So, ready for this?
What's up?
12 plus 2, electric boogaloo, baby.
14.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe it's been so many episodes already.
Right? It doesn't even feel like it's been, like, that long.
I know.
And we're already at episode 14.
It's because we, like, crank it out. Like, it's like, okay, here we go. Let's crank it out. Let's get it done.
It's a nice, easy show.
It is. It's quick. It's fun. It's fluid. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I like it. So, Within Brimskin, as always, brought to you by some amazing companies. Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, Making Soy Sauce Cool Again. Mane and Tail Hair Care Products,
Discover the secret.
Eat Better Meals, Kickstart Your Meal Plan Today. And Beyer Dynamic, High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
Yes.
Oh, now that that is out of the way, okay. I gotta say, freaking Memorial Day, baby. Memorial Day.
Oh, the barbecue?
Okay, well, not even just the barbecue. Okay, this whole past week has been absolutely crazy. Let's start backwards. Before Memorial Day.
So
let's
before
go to
Memorial
let's
Day.
Let's go to last week.
All right, last week.
So last week on, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday, outside of our offices, as they do every year, Dreamland Amusements wound up coming to Levittown, New York.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It was really cool that they were here.
Well, the carnival comes every single year, and it's like one of the big things in the area. So now what the cool thing is that it is legitimately right outside a stone's throw from our offices.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy how close it is to us. We could see the Ferris wheel just from looking out our door.
So as quick as they were up, I'm going to tell, like gypsies in the flippin' night, they were gone as quickly as they came. I pulled up this morning. Now, the last day was last night. When
yep.
we left the studio from,
they were
recording,
still there.
From recording the Grindhouse Radio, there were people still on rides.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, there were people. I was watching the people on the Ferris wheel.
Because we got out a little early. We got out at around like 10:30.
Yeah.
We're usually here till like 12:01.
Yeah.
So like we got out early, I think because of the long day, which we're going to talk about next.
Mm.
But it was crazy. I can't believe how crazy it is that the carnies, and we're going to call them carnies because that's an affectionate term to them.
Yeah.
All right. The fact of the matter is they are able to pop these sons of guns up and then break them down in the blink of an eye. It was 8 o'clock in the morning driving by and it's already all gone. How is that possible?
Because they do this for a living. It's what they're like, they, you know, they get used to it.
How do people not die on the rides if they're putting it together that quick?
Well, I'm pretty sure people have died at carnivals, but like that's another story.
Well, that's another whole story.
That is another whole story altogether.
So before I get into the craziness of the whole carnival thing, I just want to make sure that
today's secret word is
fight. That's right, Alex. You're on it. You are on it.
I'm listening. I'm tuning in. The mac and cheese is helping me out.
Okay.
I got my little drink right here. I'm all good.
I can't believe you're eating mac and cheese at like 8 something in the morning, by the way.
Yeah. I forgot to eat breakfast before I ran out the door this morning, and I was just like, crap, what do they have at Grindhouse? Chicken and mac and cheese. All right, I guess that's going to work.
It's going to make you feel all better inside.
I don't know about that one.
Anyway, all right. So the fair. All right, the carnival was insane. So the GHR crew wound up going out on Friday night, and I was joined by my family. Zambo had Jenna show up. What do you call it? We just had such a blast, and we went on pretty much almost all the rides. The one thing that we will not go on is the zipper.
I love the zipper.
Are you kidding me?
It's one of my favorites.
I have never seen somebody voluntarily go on to the zipper.
Now I wish I went. I almost dropped an F-bomb just there.
Don't do that. That wouldn't be good.
It was an accident. Or almost an accident. Game over for the show.
Yes, no. Well, because you can't drop bombs like that.
As
much as we'd like to.
It's early in the morning. I have the mouth of a sailor, and I haven't had... Well, I don't drink coffee, but like, you know.
Early in the morning... Rising from my feet, light me up a cigarette, and I put shoes on my feet.
I don't know. I know the song. I don't know the words.
I think it's just too early for me to sing.
I can't remember this early in the morning.
So, all right. So we did the whole carnival experience. What do you call it? Absolutely amazing time. Really, really good time with friends, family. The following day, the entire day I was there with my family.
So,
so we woke up and legitimately were there the entire day and night until closing.
That sounds like so much fun.
But exhausting, Alex.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
you're walking
exhausting.
Around all day.
So when we got there that day, okay, what was really, really funny is as we're walking up to the carnival, there's a bunch of kids that are, all right, you know where the cow is.
Yes.
All right, for those of you who don't know where we are, and I'm assuming you don't, and if you do, it's a little stalkerish. But anyway, there's a place that's called The Cow. If you are in Levittown, New York, you want to go to The Cow. Its legitimate name is Dairy Mart, no free ads. But they make the best bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches.
Oh, maybe I should have went there for
you
breakfast. Should've.
Have you never eaten there before?
No.
Oh my God, Alex, you don't know what you're missing. It is so good.
Unless you've gotten me a bacon, egg, and cheese from there before, then
probably,
I haven't had it.
Probably. So anyway, so delicious there. Anyway, but there was a big group of kids.
Okay.
And I'm sitting here walking by. I'm like, what the hell's going on? That does not look right.
Oh no.
So I'm looking over and you got like two little skinny ass kids fighting a big fight.
That was a weak one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Better?
So, that was much better. So they were having a fight, and one of the kids looked like freaking Sideshow Bob, okay, from the Simpsons.
Oh yeah.
And
the
other one was like the skinny little twerp, and they're sitting and throwing fists, and I'm going, I'm going to have to go break this thing up.
Did you actually go break it up?
No, because right before I was simply about to walk across the street and the cops started driving up. So I was like, guys, you probably should go break
up that fight.
Let
the cops handle it.
So the cops pulled up, and as they pull up, all these flipping kids, and you're talking about like 50, 60 kids.
They just scattered.
All scattered. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, all right, let's put this in perspective. If you're going to fight, all right, you need to sit and be tough enough to take the consequences, all right? If you're going to get hit, you're going to get hit. If you're going to get picked up by the cops, get picked up by the cops.
I don't know, man. If there's 20 people all running, I'm going to run and hope that they don't catch me.
No. Man, why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, first of all, there were two cops and like 60 kids.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking my chances. It's like, I don't know if you have you ever seen the GIF of what is it? It's like a college campus. They have like this like huge tent just like in the middle of like I guess their field, whatever.
Okay.
And then like it's very obvious that all of the college kids are smoking in this tent. And then like the security guard goes up and starts to unzip it. And then it's like, it looks like a scene from like one of those old like funny movies, like the black and white ones. You just see like 100 kids leaving and exiting this tent. They're all running around. People put that like music to it, like the da 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 da.
That's funny.
Oh yeah. Oh, I gotta find the video.
They're all in there making laughing noises like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I, you know, it was, if you go to fight kids, If you're gonna do it, at least do it well. I mean, I could not be more ashamed of these two kids sitting and going at it. All right. The fact of the matter is, if I'm gonna hit you, man, I'm gonna hit you so hard your freaking body's gonna implode. It was the most pathetic display I've ever seen. And then to get caught is even worse. And now what's even worse than that is stop trying to ruin a good thing. The carnival's there. Enjoy it. Go there. Have a good time. Don't cause trouble. Go a few blocks away. Go do your thing over there. Leave it be. A carnival in Brookhaven, New York, actually got shut down. It's the Brookhaven Fair. 18 years. It's out by you. 18 years this thing has been open and running. Shut down on opening night because a bunch of kids decided to have a fight. Anyway. Get with it, people. Get with it. If you're going to do it away from the place where all the families are having a good time, where you could go and have a good time. You don't know how blessed you are to have something fun that comes into the area and that you can enjoy. So, anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be back with Him Brimskin. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, guys. This is Carlos Jassier, and you're listening to Brent.
The original Mane and Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane and Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane and Tail has an answer. So, discover the secret for yourself. Mane and Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeandTail.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop, whoop.
So, check this out, Alex.
All right, what's up?
In Massachusetts.
Okay.
A homeowner.
All right. A homeowner?
Did I say that wrong?
Homeowner.
Is it that early? A homeowner.
Did it again.
Listen, Alex, don't start with me. It's too early. All right. They came home to find someone broke into their house.
Don't you mean they came home?
I swear to God.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. So, they came home, right. found somebody had been in their house.
Yeah.
Now, when they went in, they looked around, they realized nothing was missing.
Okay.
Matter of fact, not only was it not missing, instead, it was actually in pristine condition, better than the way they left it.
So, the burglar came in and cleaned.
The intruder came in. Cleaned the entire house, all right? They legitimately made all the beds.
Mm-hmm.
They stacked all of the...
clothes, like laundry?
The clothes, the laundry, the stuffed animals, the kids' stuffed animals.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what do you call it? They even left... Get this. This is the interesting part. Little origami roses made of toilet paper for them, okay? Scrubbed the showers, scrubbed the bathroom, the whole nine yards. What would you? Somebody broke into their house. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they broke in with good intent, not bad intent.
With good intent, okay. If you came home and you found somebody broke into your house and they literally cleaned everything, you'd be okay with that?
No, absolutely not.
Me neither. I'd be like, who the hell is in my house?
That's so weird. I would imagine
crazy,
that it'd be
right?
somebody that like you knew. Like, I can't imagine it would be a random. Well, in this story, it is probably, right?
Well, so the fact is that what they believe happened is that a cleaning service went to the wrong house.
Oh.
That's what they believe happened.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I mean, how they got in. How did they get in? Did they leave a door open? Was, you know, I think they said it was the back door was left open.
The back
open.
Door was left open. Back door, yeah.
So I'm assuming that either they were stupid enough to leave keys there or whatever it is. I mean, they got a free house cleaning out of it. But to have complete strangers rifling through your house, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
You know, cleaning or not. What are your thoughts on having somebody do, like, house cleaning? Now, I've personally, not okay, my parents are divorced, for those of you who don't know. My mother, who passed last year, I lived with her. My father grew up in, my father was in a very wealthy area, and they had a cleaning service. Now, the cleaning service was always less than, you know. Meaning you couldn't trust them. They were less than trustworthy.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, if there was just a little bit of change in a change drawer, they would grab the change. Yep. You know what I mean? Maybe not all of it, but they would grab some of it. It was, you know, it's certain things would go missing. I mean, so cleaning services, you know, as to where some of them are, I'm sure, reputable.
Yeah, I was going to say where I work, she has a cleaning lady, and but, like, we know her personally.
Right.
So, like, yeah. You know.
Well, my parents had one for a long time also, and she was also, same thing, taking stuff that you wouldn't realize.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. So what are your thoughts? I mean, would you be okay with somebody coming in and, you know, cleaning your house for you?
It depends on who it is. Like, if I know them personally, like I was explaining with where over at my other job, I wouldn't have a problem with that, especially because, you know, they have cameras too. So, like, you know, if you really feel like you can't trust them, you can always look back, see if they're taking anything. And, you know, if you find out they're not, then I feel like they're a trustworthy person.
All right. Well, here. Okay. So again, back when I was younger, they didn't have cameras everywhere.
Then that's a different story, though.
Now they have cameras every single place you look. I mean, every phone has a camera.
Yep.
Every room has a camera.
Yep.
They come, you know, big, they come small. They're like the size of a pinhead. All right. They have cameras.
Yeah, you can get. Yeah, they're super tiny.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
They're super tiny.
He says, oh. Can you give me some relief?
I don't know if I'm getting relief with a small one.
I don't want to know about it.
Hey, you're the one that said it, not me.
Well, it was there. I don't have Kim to harass,
there.
So, you know, I got to do it to you.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so don't fight with me. Ah! Get on it, Alex.
Ah!
Get on it. All right. So,
I already won.
Ew. I don't want to know. All right, so
it was there. I had to.
my ew.
No, that's not what I meant by that. I was repeating after you.
Oh
God, man. All right, this show went off the rails.
Yes. All right, so back. Let's reel it back in. Okay. So, me personally, you know what? I just don't feel comfortable with somebody coming into my house and cleaning. And you know, I don't. I guess it's from you know, habit and just knowing how people are. And I can't trust.
I mean, yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I could totally understand that. It's going to take a lot for somebody to come into your house. Like, it's, you know, it's where you live. You have all of your stuff there. They could steal. You don't know what they're going to do. What are their intentions?
Well, you know, and there's so, people find so many things with these cameras now. The last X amount of years, the nanny cams.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like the little bears that nobody knew about for the longest
time. Oh, my God.
Now, you don't have kids, but if you did have a kid and you saw some wench sitting and beating the smack out of your freaking kid, what would you do? See?
Probably some illegal stuff.
See? That's what I'm saying. I would twist their head off like a freaking bottle cap.
See, you take that approach. I would more want to ruin their life I want to destroy them psychologically. I want to break them down. I want to have them crying in a freaking corner.
But that's, I would rather twist their head off at like a bottle cap.
That's fine. You could do, but you got the physical strength to match it. I'll use my brains and just make them.
But
I'll,
you got me.
Him.
I would twist the head off like a bottle cap for you.
Yeah, but I want to do it myself.
anyway, so did you know, and you might
I know?
You might enjoy this,
okay,
that short shorts are back in trend for men.
Are they really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It is, I like Fendi, all these other big companies are putting out short shorts for men.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not a short shorts person.
For me, I would think that you were.
I'm not. No? I like my skinny jeans. In fact, it could be 5,000 degrees in this office. I'm probably still going to wear my black skinnies.
Okay, I'll give you that. What do you call it? But yeah, short shorts? No, I just, in a million years, I would never wear short shorts.
If I came into this office wearing short shorts, I don't, nobody would ever let me live that down.
No, you would never hear the end of it.
I would never hear the end of it.
Absolutely not. I'd be like,
there's gold in them nar hills.
That's the sound you use for
that's
that.
Right. That's the sound I use for that. Well, it's like, you know, you're looking like you're smuggling freaking, you know, gold up in there. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Oh my
God. Why would you do that?
Yeah,
you
know, I'm not going to do that.
Like, even in like the 80s when I had the body for it, I'm like, I would never wear those short shorts.
Maybe if I'm going out to a club, but I don't see that coming anytime soon.
No, ill. Ew. Who do you, why do you want everybody to see your pills?
Well, I don't want, I don't.
Right. I mean, at least in your tight jeans, then it's not so bad.
You yeah, really that's why I like my skinny jeans.
Right.
Although I wish it was like okay for guys to wear leggings, because not gonna lie, leggings feel great.
What?
I was curious. I tried them on.
Oh my God, Alex!
What?
Alex!
What?
You've got the man bits.
Leggings feel so, they're so comfortable. You have no idea. The fabric feels so nice. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm destroying this show.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I support. I just I it's just because it's you.
Just because it's me?
It's just because it's you.
All right,
listen,
fair enough.
You know what it is? Is you're still, you know, you're my little Alex. You know what I mean? So just thinking about you prancing around in little leggings.
I came here in pink fox pajamas.
No. But that's because I'm sensitive to the LGBTQ community.
Okay.
And I appreciate the community, and I love my little Alex.
Oh no, I know you do.
I support.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I am.
You totally do. You totally
and I make
do.
Sure, and I have your back, and that's all
absolutely.
You need to know.
Oh no, I know
so
you do.
So as much as I pick on you, you know that I mean, you can rip
on me all you want. You like Maddie. Maddie knows that. Like I take it like a champ. Like I don't care. I'll sit here and be like, whatever. Make fun of me. I don't
want to know how you
craps.
Take it. That being said,
I didn't say that like being that. Said,
why don't we take a quick break and we'll be back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Sailor Moon. You're listening to Within Brimskin. Oh, featuring Brim. Come on.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, you're listening to Chef Timothy Peterson. I'm a chop champion from Bizarre Basket, and I'm with Brim.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Carol Spinney, better known as Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. And you're listening to my good friend, Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter,
oh, you can-
Centipede, Galaga, and so many more.
Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living space or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop.
And Alex is sitting here wearing leggings now.
I'm not wearing leggings. I mean, they might honestly, they might as well be. That's kind of why I bought these jeans, because like they're just super skinny.
You know what you could do?
What?
You can get it and nobody would really know the difference. Get jeggings. What are you saying?
My family would know the difference. That's the problem there.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, I don't want it to be too awkward for, like, my dad, you know? Like, I just don't want to, like, have him... I haven't had that conversation with him yet, you know?
Shame on you, Alex.
What?
You should have had the conversation.
No, it's...
What if he's listening right now?
He never listens to the show. My mom's listening. Hi, Mom.
By the way, Alex.
What?
On the line, we have your father.
Oh my God. Oh, don't ever do that to me. Don't ever do that to
What's really funny is that you're the person who controls the board. So you would know.
You're right.
I for the fact that you just freaked out for a hot second there.
I'm really tired. Do you know what? It is currently 9:20 in the studio. We woke up. I mean, you live around the corner, so you didn't have to wake up till like 8.
I was up at 7.
You were up at 7?
I was up at 7.
Okay. I woke up at 6.
It was a long morning.
It was a long morning, and I also didn't get home till super late anyway. I think I got maybe 3.5 hours of sleep.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so like...
3.5 hours is not so bad.
It's not so bad, but I wish I was running on more. That way I could be more witty, because yeah. I'm not witty at all. Right now I'm just being dumb.
No, you're not being dumb. What do you call it? So what's really funny is that we're so out of it, we forgot to continue talking about Memorial Day Parade.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the barbecue. So real quick. So Memorial Day Parade, you had Zambo, myself, and Mr. Greer from over at the Grindhouse Radio. We walked the Levittown Memorial Day Parade to show our respect for those who have served in the military and protected our dear country, even with their own lives, sacrificing their lives for the sake of many others. So we thank you for that. So we went, we paid our respects. We did the long, long 2-mile walk down Hempstead Turnpike,
which that's
was
cool.
Pretty awesome. You know, because I haven't done it in a couple of years, so it was nice to be able to go back and do it. Mr. Greer hates parades altogether. But
does he really?
Yeah, sucks for him, because we're doing the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I'm working on trying to get us into the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
He belongs at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. He's ginger.
That's what I said.
He needs to be there. I'll be there.
That's what I'm saying.
Even though I don't got a little bit of Irish in me, but, you know, that's whatever.
Oh, only a little bit? I'm sorry.
I said I don't have a little bit of Irish in me.
Okay. Well,
why? Do you want to help me change it? No.
I'm not Irish. So I can't
I'm
help
not
you.
Asking you.
And I'm not a leprechaun either. Anyway, so we had a good time there. Then we came back. We had our first ever GHR barbecue in our courtyard, which was amazing. Alex got there late, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had to do stuff. I was busy. I'm sorry. Actually, I had to spend time, like, my, what is it? I had three Memorial Day parties to go do. I had one with friends, one with my second family, and then the one with my actual family.
So your actual family and friends here at GHR didn't mean anything
to
you?
No, listen, you guys are my GHR family, but yeah. I had three different family and friend things to go to. I had to pick and choose. I see you guys almost all the time.
I'm just sipping my tea. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Anyway, no, I'm done making you feel guilty right now. So it was a good time. We had a great time.
Yeah,
missed a couple of our key people, which was very upsetting, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I heard Maddie wasn't there either.
Yeah, shame on Maddie. Maddie comes up in every... Why does Maddie come up in every show?
Because I love Maddie.
I know you love... Why don't you just marry her?
She's kind of dating someone at the moment.
Okay. So you got the best of both worlds, right? A man and a female. There you go. You're good. You could be there like...
James isn't my type.
You don't like bears?
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
Whoa!
But...
All right. Let's just stop this conversation.
You were the
now.
One that asked.
It's going to go a little too far.
Yeah.
Okay, let's a little too far. All right. So anyway, so did you know?
Did I know?
With all these kids now with student debt that's going crazy, I know you know. You feel it yourself.
I got so much student debt.
Everybody's going nuts. Did you know that there was a billionaire, Robert F. Smith?
Yes.
He used his commencement speech to tell the 2019 grads of Morehouse College that he'd paid off their student debt.
Where were you when I graduated? That is all the only question that I have. Can I get a little piece of this?
Unbelievable, right?
It's absolutely incredible. Like, I couldn't even imagine going through college and then I graduate and I don't have any of the debt. That just seems like just such a great start.
Did you say, let me get a little piece of this?
Let me get a little piece. Like,
I want a piece of you.
No,
I want
like
the whole thing.
I want a little piece of like the money to pay off my student loans. Like, I don't. We have such a problem with student loans. All right, no, let's not go
no,
there.
No, but it's true. It is true. My daughter has the same thing. What do you call it? And you know, and a lot of people that we know have a lot of issues with that. But you know, at the end of the day, people take out these loans. They go to school. You know, they think that they're going to make the money back right away. It takes time.
It takes a lot of time.
It takes time. It takes effort.
I would definitely do things a little bit differently.
Well, speaking about school. All
okay.
Right. In St. Clair, Missouri. Now, not college, but in elementary school.
Okay.
The school board actually voted to train and arm school employees to protect students in the event of a school shooting. Now, what are your thoughts on that? Yeah.
I like the idea of having cops at schools. I don't like the idea of having the employees being responsible for guns, because you never know.
Okay.
Like, I kind of trust the police force more than I do teachers with guns.
But here it is. Now, I can appreciate where you're coming from. But the issue here is that there are not enough police to work in schools or school districts, nor could they, because they're you know what I'm saying, like, unless they're off duty police.
But I think that should be something that we should be funding, like to have enough of officers in schools. Because also the other thing is, coming from somebody who wanted to be a teacher, I don't want to be I don't want to be responsible for a gun in my classroom. I just don't. Like,
okay.
That's not something that I would want to be responsible for.
Okay. I don't necessarily like guns around the children to begin with. Again, anything can happen. And that's one thing. And everybody, I am an advocate for guns. I do believe in having guns.
I have a gun in my house.
I am from a family who has a history of, you know, owning guns and so forth.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter, my grandfather was a range officer.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
So, you know, my father was in the military.
Yeah,
my grandfather
around guns and weapons.
I'm perfectly comfortable around guns and weapons, as long as you're responsible and you know what you're doing. Now, here it is. If you've got you've got teachers in the school that are gun friendly and they know their way around a gun and they know how to handle it, I'm not opposed to them actually having them concealed and safe, to where if, God forbid, there was an issue, they'd be able to protect students. Because I got to be honest, all these school shootings are making me nauseous. It's disgusting. It's pathetic. These freaking losers who have no redeeming social value going out and shooting kids in schools. It is the most foul, disgusting, spineless crap I could possibly think.
And you know the crazy thing about it is, nothing ever changes.
No.
Nope. It just keeps happening.
And it's getting worse.
You know, South Park actually did two episodes about this. Like, they they had an episode where there was a school shooting that happened, and one of the mothers, the whole town wasn't freaking out except for this one mother. And they basically tried to convince her that she was crazy, and obviously, you know, everyone's on the side with her. Like, no, she's right. Like, school shoot, like, kids are dying. Like, we need to be upset about this.
Yeah.
And then in the second episode is I guess nobody cared. And then it just becomes a normal, literally throughout the season, you literally just hear gunshots throughout the season, because it's hey, people, wake up. Like, how are you letting this happen? But
it's,
you know,
disgusting. It really is disgusting.
It really is.
I don't. You know, and South Park pokes a lot of jokes at a lot of things, and they're funny.
They poke at everything.
But the fact of the matter is, it's true.
No, it's true.
It's a true thing. Do you know that people are try to pretend that Sandy Hook didn't really happen?
Oh yeah, I mean, but there's also people that try to pretend the Holocaust didn't happen either.
Right. Yeah. It's people just see. I hate people.
You hate people?
I used to love people.
You used to love people, now you hate
people. I used
to
love people. Now I just hate people.
I hate online people.
Well, those people are the worst.
I like people. See, you know what? It's kind of nice been not being on Facebook and everything like that, because I don't know all the drama that's happening in the world. I'm just dealing with like my friends and people around me.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying there. I get it. And I don't get to spend as much time on Facebook as I used to. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I still see it. I see it on Twitter. I see it on Insta.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Insta.
I know. Well, you should be.
I should be on Twitter. I should be on Twitter.
You're in the public eye now, biatch.
Yeah. I'll make a new Facebook. People can friend me on there, too, if they want.
All right. There you go. So, I got a really interesting thing to think about.
Oh?
Especially thinking, you know, we're talking about what just, you know, is going on in schools and so forth.
Yeah.
When you walk into a room,
okay,
do you ever sit and ponder escape routes in case of an emergency?
I'm not going to lie. I've never done that.
Really?
And now that, like, you've mentioned it, I feel like that's something that I'm probably going to start doing.
It's not a bad idea, right?
It's not that bad of an idea. Yeah, no, I've always thought about like what would happen. Actually, you know what? No, I've done it at school, believe it or not.
Really?
I used to do it at school.
Okay.
Because back when I was in high school, that was like kind of a concern.
Yeah. Well, you know, all right. So, and I've done it before. I have caught myself doing it before, because, you know, when you're doing these massive conventions and you're doing so many different events and appearances and so forth, first of all, there are a lot of crazy people out there.
Oh yeah.
I've always thought about, all right, well, what do you do in case of, you know, a zombie apocalypse? What do you do? You know, seriously, what do you do? Because, you know, at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I have my family and friends with me.
Zombie apocalypse. Yeah. I'm probably just gonna go out. Like, I'll just be like, nah, I'm giving
up.
You
can't say things like that. We've got weapons in the office, Alex.
Listen, all right. No, you're right. It depends on how bad the zombie apocalypse is. If it gets to like that episode of Game of Thrones that you guys showed me, like, I don't want to deal with that.
Well, I'm not into the Game of Thrones thing either. I don't really know about. But
one episode. But weren't you there? You watched
it. Yeah,
I
watched it with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
Did you see how many of them there were?
Yeah.
They were freaking. They were taking on buildings.
It's
like
true.
I'm not dealing with that. If there's like a small little outbreak and we got to defend here, and you got to grab that sword from up there,
I'm
and
in.
You got to start chopping off heads.
I'm in for that.
But if we're seeing waves. No.
No, you don't think so?
I'm not going to deal with that.
Well, not those fast things. No.
That's what I'm saying.
If they're like the slow, decrepit ones.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
I'll fight zombies with you if that's the case.
Walking Dead zombies, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not cool with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not cool with it, but I can handle that. Those World War Z zombies or the freaking ones from those fast ones that run at you like nobody's business. No, I can't handle that.
Exactly. I don't want to go through the freaking pain of being eaten.
They might go past you. You don't have a lot of meat on your body.
You know, you're kind of right. Maybe I could just be one of the zombies. I could say, look, I'm just as skinny as you guys are. I'm one of you guys.
You could. You just, well, you know.
I'll put on like one of the masks.
Yeah.
So, like, there's like some skin on me.
You could do that.
Yeah, I probably could.
I think it would be a very funny thing.
Anyway.
I got to make sure not to kill you, though.
Yeah, no, don't kill me.
That would suck. Anyway, thanks again for everybody tuning into Within Brimskin. Next week, I promise, we'll be a hell of a lot more into it and excited.
And awake.
And awake is what I should have said. Anyway, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. As always, hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.